Okay, we will call to order the council meeting for January 14th. If everyone would stand for the pledge. Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well.
Amen. Can we have a roll call?
Here.
Ray Chapman.
Here.
Brian Rowe.
Here.
Sam Merrill.
Here.
Joe Rose.
Here.
Ben Salter.
Here.
Jim Westphal.
We're going to have a moment of silence for Jim, please. Thank you.
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we adopt the agenda, but with an amendment to add item C under new business for appointment to the Redevelopment Commission.
Okay, got a motion to adopt the agenda with the addition of the RDC member reappointment.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chapman, second by President Brown, to adopt the agenda with the one addition.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ray Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Dan Rappaport.
Yes.
Joe Rose.
Yes.
Ken Salters.
Yep.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Need approval of the minutes of the December 19th.
Motion to approve the December 19th minutes.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Chapman, to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Ken Salters.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Joe Rose.
Yes.
Ray Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rappaport.
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, since this is the first meeting of the council since the untimely passing of Councilman Westphal, we certainly want to acknowledge his service. He served with the distinction and dedication not only to city council, but to a number of other nonprofit organizations in the community. He'll be sorely missed, and we offer our sympathy to his family.
I'd just like to add, it's a pleasure working with Jim all of a short time. It's a blessed to have a chance to get to know him, work with him, and find out what a great man he really is.
Okay. Nothing else. We'll move to committee.
Mr. Mayor, there is one other item we probably should mention at this point. Tonight, coincidentally, is the 50th anniversary of Red Skelton's iconic version of the Pledge of Allegiance. Red Skelton Museum of American Comedy will celebrate this anniversary throughout 2019 with a special exhibit dedicated to the Pledge of Allegiance and a series of events celebrating it, and that will begin this evening at 7 with a ceremony at the Red Skelton Performing Arts Center. I understand the mayor will be part of that. Vincent University President Chuck Johnson, Lincoln High School Band, I believe, will play a composition by Red Skelton, Red, White, and Blue March, and there'll be a video montage. So anyone that can attend this event at 7 o'clock at the Red Skelton Performing Arts Center is encouraged to do so.
Okay. Anything else? Committee chair reports. And then report of city officers. None. We have no old business. We'll move to new business. And first up is your reorganization meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to nominate Dwayne Chapman to serve as president.
I'll second that.
Got a motion by Councilman Gravelette, second by President Brown for Dwayne to be the new president.
I know that a lot of us look forward to kind of this time. Something that I usually look forward to. We got that lull from the end of December. We got maybe a two-week window, I'd say, maybe a week and a half, depending on here, how the year works, where it's kind of like just a natural kind of conversations that we have between each other, things that we've accomplished, things that we're looking forward to, and things that we, you know, want to see happen. And it just happens naturally. We got to have a lot of these private conversations, so there's a long lull before our next meeting from the end of the year, December, till January, just depending on how things go. And I always kind of look forward to that. We got to have these talks and see where things go. You know, obviously we didn't get a lot of those this year. There was a lot of things that did happen, and, you know, we've got decisions that have already been made. And the key thing I want to make sure, because we didn't get to have some of those conversations, is, you know, these leadership positions are very important, and they kind of guide us through the year. And one thing, and I know that I've had these conversations with everybody, and the people that we're going to appoint for president and vice president tonight, very important. They're going to be an important part. And I know that I've talked to every single one here about transparency being extremely important. And there are always three things that I always look forward to or look to, and that's, hey, keep us informed. Let us know when there's a meeting that you're going to be privy to because you're president and vice president. Keep us updated when you have those meetings. Let us know what happened. Let us know what was said. And most importantly, just listen to us, even if you disagree. And just listen to us. And as long as you can do those things, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. And I don't think we'll have a problem, but I do just like making sure that those things, I know I mean, these are the same conversations, Scott, I know I've had them with you, Shirley, I've had them with you, Dwayne, same thing. But I just kind of like to repeat it because it just like to keep it fresh on the mind, because those things are just very important, not just to me, but I know they're important to you too. So without further ado, I mean, I'll call the question then.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Brode?
Yes.
Shirley Rowe?
Yes.
Wayne Fountain?
Yes.
Dan Revelle?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, Dwayne will be the new president of the council.
Thank you.
And then we need a motion for a vice president.
I would nominate Dan Revelle for vice president.
Second.
Okay. Got a motion by new president Chapman and second by Councilman Grove to make Dan Revelle vice president.
You guys are going to have to get quicker to the gun on these seconds.
I know. That's
no fun
for you.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing.
I just feel like there's something I'm waiting on it. So you got to get quicker at it. So.
Got a motion and a second.
Question.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Brode?
Yes.
Shirley Rowe?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Revelle?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, Dan has been appointed vice president of council. Congratulations to both of you. Okay, we'll move on to Resolution 1, 2019, encumbrances.
Motion to approve resolution, reading approve resolution 1, 2019, encumbrances, and we've got two additions to it. One is for telephone, in the amount of $105.94, and the other is for electric, in the amount of $914.86.
And those are both under parking rack.
Those are under parking rack.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got to have a second. Got a motion by Councilman Brown, second by Vice President Chapman to read and approve Resolution 1, 2019.
Encumbrance Resolution 1, 2019, resolution to the County Council, determining additional funds to the Board of Works, Clerk's Office, Engineer's Office, Mayor's Office, Park and Recreation Department, Mayor's Office, Police Department, Police Department, Sanitation Department, Street Department. These are encumbering funds for the year-end closing.
Discussion. Call for a question.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chapman.
Yes.
Heather Rose?
Yes.
Kenny Saunders?
Yes.
Dan Marlett?
Yes.
Brian Wells?
Yes.
And resolution 1, 2019 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is your RDC member appointment.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we reappoint to the Redevelopment Commission members Brad Dale and Beth Meeks.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Vice President Ravelet to reappoint Brad Dale and Beth Meeks to the RDC.
Question.
Brad Chapman?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Charles Brown?
Yes.
Tim Saunders?
Yes.
Dan Marlett?
Yes.
Heather Rose?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, those two will remain your appointments. Next is claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $468,631.94.
Second.
Got a motion by Councilman Brown, second by President Chapman, to pay the claims in the amount of $468,631.94. Have a discussion?
Tim Saunders?
Yes.
Dan Marlett?
Yes.
Brad Chapman?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Heather Rose?
Yes.
Brian Wells?
Yes.
And the claims are paid by a vote of 6-0. You have anything under miscellaneous?
Mayor, I have one question. The gimbal wall, where we stand with that? I know that.
The gentleman that was doing it had injured himself, right. And I don't know if he thought he would be done by Christmas, but obviously maybe didn't help as well as he thought he would, so.
Right. I was assuming that's what it was, but I just wanted to check in. And tell JP, thanks. They got lighting back out on that Main Street part. I know that there were some people that were really kind of concerned with that because it was so dark that they had two sections turned out. Right. So they were pretty thankful that lighting got put out there.
And he was talking about the Main Street construction at Main Street, 22nd out. So we did have temporary lighting put in out there for those residents. So.
I'd like to just comment. Although our snow was less than predicted and went away quickly, I thought the city did a good job preparing for it. I noticed a lot of streets were pre-treated and really traffic continued to move throughout that snow event, which we've had few of, fortunately, this year.
Yes. And I also commend Bryce and his crew because they did an outstanding job. Okay. Nothing else? We just need a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
And here are your committee assignments.